From KXCI Studios in Tucson, Arizona, this is Thesis Thursday, where we sit down with our friends from the university to talk about what they're working on, their plans for the future, and I even ask them a little bit about music. Joining me today is Dorothy Tung. Dorothy, welcome to KXCI.
Hi, thank you for having me today.
What do you do at the University of Arizona?
I am a junior here at the University of Arizona studying neuroscience and cognitive science. I work in an ophthalmology lab under Dr. Brian McKay, where we hope to one day cure age-related macular degeneration, which is a leading cause of irreversible blindness. This disease affects millions of people around the globe, and interestingly, it has a racial bias and affects those with lighter pigmented skin more than those with darker pigmented skin.
And how are you studying this?
My current project studies photoreceptor cells, which are responsible for our vision. They undergo a daily renewal process where the N10% of its outer segment are shed and replaced. So a good analogy would be like trimming your nails. You trim the tips of your fingernails when they get long, but the base of your fingernail continues to grow, so the fingernail eventually grows back to the same length. Similarly, part of your photoreceptor outer segment detaches every morning when you first wake up and are exposed to light. So the photoreceptor is able to maintain a constant length during this process because new outer segments are constantly being generated from the base. And we are specifically studying the retinal pigment epithelium, which is a cell type that digests these outer segments that are detached. We don't want these outer segments to accumulate in our eye because it can lead to various retinal diseases like age-related macular degeneration. And so I'm currently trying to evaluate the rate of digestion by this cell type. And eventually I hope to introduce a drug called L-DOPA to see if that will alter the rate of digestion because we believe that a faster rate of digestion will help reduce the progression of AMD.
The outer segment that gets digested, just to help me picture this, that's located in the back of your eyeball?
Right. So photoreceptor cells are located in the back of your eye in the retina. Mm-hmm.
What was it that interested you to study the eye?
My family's had a lot of eye diseases in the past. Like my grandma had glaucoma and my mom is basically legally blind. And yeah, so I've just had a lot of exposure to eye issues from my family. And so I wanted to partake in some research related to it. And I've personally benefited from eye research because I wear night lenses called CRT lenses. And so I sleep with them and they reshape my cornea overnight so that in the morning, I don't need to wear glasses or contact lenses to see nearly 20/20.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's really neat.
I'm glad that you can see clearly. There are some things we can't see clearly, like the future. But what are your plans for the future?
I am hoping to attend medical school. And I would love to serve in some underprivileged countries. I'm not quite sure which specialty I want to go into yet, but working in an ophthalmology lab has definitely sparked a passion for the eye.
What about the ears? Do you ever listen to music?
I'm actually a music performance minor here at the University of Arizona.
Well, what do you know?
I started playing the piano when I was 5 years old, and then I picked up the violin later in elementary school. Right now, I love making covers with my friends, and I can't wait for the pandemic to be over so I can start doing that again because it's the funnest thing. I like to listen to some like R&B, pop, just whatever's on the radio.
Thank you so much for being on Thesis Thursday today, Dorothy.
Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.